Frequently proposed, yet to pass, are the repeated resolutions abolishing several constitutional offices. It's not easy to do. It takes the support of two consecutive legislatures followed by a public vote. That's why Sheldon Wasserman thinks his proposal won't go anywhere, which he freely admitted during a committee hearing of government operations and spending limitations.
Do I really expect this bill to pass? No, I don't.
Wasserman's resolution would abolish the office of lieutenant governor without jeopardizing the job of the current elected official, fellow Democrat Barbara Lawton. With that position gone, power would then be transferred to the assembly speaker if something happened to the governor.
The lieutenant governor position has to have some specific job responsibilities. And if they don't, why have it?
Two other lawmakers want to scrap the offices of secretary of state and state treasurer. Representative Scott Suter says their duties could be taken up by other state offices.
The two office holders at the helm of these two offices are fine people. We have absolutely no ill will toward them. It is important to note that the earliest this bill could be implemented would be 2007.
The current state treasurer defended his job. Jack Boyd says his office oversees the state's college savings program. It also returns unclaimed property to state residents, $40 million worth over the course of 8 years.
The visibility and accountability of elected statewide office is more superior than having some faceless bureaucrat running these programs.
Suter pointed out that people can find unclaimed property on a state website.
That website will not go away, nor will that program. People will still have access to that program. It simply, I believe, could be administered more efficiently within a currently existing state agency.
Some lawmakers don't want this constitutional office or others considered for the chopping block. They say elected officials are more accountable and that it's nice to have a lieutenant governor or secretary of state attend important functions when the governor's busy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.